Right, Eamon, big game for Letterkenny Rovers tomorrow, playing Leicester United, but that's what you take part in football for, these big occasions.
Yeah, that's right. Great match for an Intermediate Cup. We have another team coming to Letterkenny, and it's great to get a home draw. And Leicester from the Leicester Senior League, so it probably doesn't come any bigger. And as you said, you know, these are the type of matches that you want to be preparing for at this stage of the season.
Eamon, Leicester United, not a lot of people up here. I know, I think Bonagy may have played them. Do you know much about them?
Well, we know a wee bit about them. Bonagy were quite helpful. As a matter of fact, they were very good to us and gave us a lot of information on them. And we just had people watch them in Dublin. And they're typical Leicester Senior League side. They'll be strong. They have ex-League of Ireland players. They might have one or two junior internationals on that team. So, you know, we know what we're in for. We know what to expect. And we'll have our own plans for them.
Eamon, that's the main thing about this football, it's your own team you look to, and you've plenty of experience in that Letterkenny Rovers team, so I'm sure you're hopeful going into tomorrow's game.
Yeah, that's right, Kenny. There's plenty of experience in the team, and I think that's what has carried us through. There's some good young players in it as well, and, you know, we had three very, very tough games. We had Corcullen, we had Dunboyne, and we had Middleton. So, you know, that was three tough games to get in. We came through them, and we played quite well. And, you know, as you said, and I'm sure you know by playing with me and everything else, that if you go out and get your own team right and get your own tactics right, it's more than half the battle, and that's what hopefully I'll be doing tomorrow.
This last couple of weeks, Eamon, results maybe didn't go the way you wanted, but that's not a priority this weekend, because things change when you go into a big game, and as long as you can manage maybe to keep a clean sheet, you'll always have a good chance of getting a good result.
Yeah, that's right. The thing is that, you know, I know people looking from the outside in will be thinking, yeah, we lost against Dromahol, which I was very, very disappointed, but in saying that, we deviated from the system we were playing and we shouldn't have. Last week against Swilly, I have no doubt that, this game was on the players' minds. But we played quite well, difficult conditions down there, and we were just happy to get away with the draw. But, you know, the thing is that you have to look at, last time we were beaten was the 7th of October, and we've played 16 games, we've only been beaten three times. So, you know, there's no need to press any panic buttons yet, you know what I mean? We're still a good, strong side, we're focused, we're training hard, and hopefully that'll get us through tomorrow.
On your squad, Eamon, is there any injury worries?
Well, the only injury worry we have, thanks be to God, there's only one, but we're quite hopeful that Paul McVeigh is suffering from a calf strain. So he's had treatment with Mickey McGlynn in the last 3 days, and talking to Mickey this morning, we're quite hopeful that at least he'd be 70-30 anyway. So we're hoping that we can get him up and running and fit for the game, because, you know, Paul's a good player, and for big games, you like to have your whole squad. So hopefully Paul will get through that and we'll have a full squad.
I was at your game against Dunboyne and the Aura, but you're going back into Lakeview tomorrow, Eamon. So I'm sure that you're hopeful that you'll get a good crowd and a good atmosphere and hopefully the right result.
Yeah, we had to wait in Lakeview because, the weather has been, it's just been terrible. It's been terrible everywhere. Everybody is having problems with the pitches, but we've got a good week. We worked very hard on the pitch, and, the thing about Lakeview is, you know, you're in there, it's a tight wee ground, there's a stand there, there's an atmosphere, and, you know, you need everything you can depend on for a game like that there, and, you know, the Aura is a very, very good pitch, but it's very open. And sometimes it's exposed to the elements, but in Lakeview you have that little bit of shelter as well. So, you know, that's really the reason we moved to Lakeview, for the atmosphere. And hopefully it'll drive us on as well.